Hi everybody, I hope this finds us all doing really well. This is part 8 of the final series of The Great Test, where we're going to look at being of the seed, not of the seeds, but of the seed of Abraham. It is vital that we are a people of faith because the promise of the Spirit is by faith. It is not of the law. And so we're able to live in accordance to the seed of Abraham by faith. And this is what we're going to unpack in verses 18 and 19 of Genesis 22. So this is the final part, part 8. This will complete the resource for us. Genesis 22 to 18 to 19 says this: "In your seed, one, all the nations of earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice." So he's talking to Abraham. "So Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham lived at Beersheba." So in your seed, God is saying, in your seed, Abraham, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. And as we know, this is the seed of Christ. So verse 18 is making a profound statement when it comes to spiritual oneness, which is God's call for his people to enter into and to live from. The prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ in John 17 is that all his disciples would be one as he and the Father are one. So this ultimately, you could say, is the ultimate test for every follower of Jesus, to be in this seed that enables you to live the kind of life that Abraham lived. And as we looked at that test of whom do you love and whom do you live for, is based on you knowing that seed, the seed of Christ. And so this prayer of oneness that Jesus prayed is the most profound mystery in the entire kingdom reality. And I just want to draw our attention again to the word seed and not seeds. Seed singular of Abraham is for the Jew and the Gentile, a people of the Spirit who are one of and in Spirit with the Spirit. God's people are called to live in accordance to the Spirit and the Spirit alone. We are to be defined and built in and of the Spirit, and every facet of our lives is to be in accordance with the Spirit because we are of the one seed, which is a spiritual seed. There is no longer male or female. There's no longer Jew or Greek, slave or free, for we are all one in Christ and of Christ, and Christ is of one Spirit. You see, it's not about natural bloodlines, it's not about genealogies or natural culture or ethnicity or color. This life of the Spirit has no beginning of days, it has no end of life. It is purely eternal, and it is of the one seed. And that seed is Abraham, but ultimately that seed is Christ himself. Abraham is the father of spiritual faith, which opens up the spiritual realm called the kingdom of God, which, as we know, is to be formed within us and through us. So we're able to live in accordance to the kingdom. This has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with circumcision or uncircumcision, nothing to do with living morally correct or trying to be a good person by doing good works. Those things will just be an outcome of living by faith, but they're not the goal. Listen to Galatians 5 and 6, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith working through love. For in Christ Jesus, circumcision, uncircumcision means nothing. What means everything is living by faith and working this outworking through love. What about Galatians 6:15? For neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. The seed is to bring us into the new created way of being, the new order. So this old reality of the flesh being circumcised, it's irrelevant today. It's a circumcision of spirit in the heart that brings us into this new created way. It's faith working through love. Romans 4:13-17. For the promise to Abraham and to his descendants, remember, one seed, that we would be heir of the world was not through the law, but through righteousness of faith. That's right, heir of the world, called to reign with Christ now and in the future. For those who are of the law are heirs. Sorry, for if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void and the promise is nullified. So if it's of the law, then it's rubbish. It's been nullified. For the law brings about wrath. But where there is no law, there is also no violation. For this reason, it is about by faith, in order that it may be in accordance with grace, so that the promise will be guaranteed to all the descendants, not only to those who are of the law, but to also those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, as it is written, a father of many nations I have made you, in the presence of him whom he believed, even God, who gives life to the dead and calls into being which does not exist. So as we have looked at right from the very start, Abraham was tested of whom he loved the most and whom he was going to live for. Was it God? Was it himself? And it's no different for us today. It's not about an object of something else or an idol. It is about, do we love God or do we love ourselves? Those who are Abraham's seed will also overcome this test which Abraham faced due to knowing God through revelation and live by faith in Jesus Christ, because you are of the one seed. This is the beautiful outworking of love and faith as a team who work in tandem with one another, as Galatians 5:6 testifies to. As God's people, we are his possession, and we are to live in accordance to him as his possession. We are not to be our own possession, and we are not to be others' possession, or have them as our possession. Let me say that again. We are God's possession. We are not to be our own possession. We are not to be others' possession or have them as our possession. We are his possession. When we are not one with the Father, unfortunately, we will not be his possession. And in turn, we will be found loving others, ourself first and others second, proving that we are not worthy of him, which is what Matthew teaches us in 10:37 and also what Luke teaches us in 14:25. Matthew 10:37 says, he who loves father or mother is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. You see, it's not about the natural bloodline. It's not about natural culture, genealogy. It's not about physical family and having them first. It's about being his possession because you are of his seed. Because we are of Abraham's seed by the spirit of faith, we are granted to know all the mysteries in the kingdom. And we're called to be living in accordance to those mysteries, to God's promises. All these promises are concealed in Christ and they must be revealed. That's why it's so important that we're of his seed. One seed, singular. Proverbs 25:2 says this, it's the glory of God to conceal a matter and the glory of kings to search out a matter. The greatest mystery waiting to be revealed in the majority of the hearts and minds of God's people is the marriage covenant which the Father has made between Christ and his church. Those who are of the singular seed will come to discover, because they're realizing they are his possession, and they are seeking and they are searching out everything that God has concealed, because they're of the singular seed of Christ. And it's this mystery which relates to Matthew 10:37, which I just read about not being worthy because you love others more than him. Unless we are living out and demonstrating this eternal wisdom through the pursuing of the singular devotion of love unto the Son, then we have no reality for the marriage covenant, and we'll find ourselves not being part of this truth in the future kingdom of God. We'll be like the five virgins who don't get to enter the wedding feast, the wedding ceremony, because we didn't live of a singular seed. Yes, we're justified, but we didn't grow and live in the singular reality. Abraham, as we know, is the father of faith. So all those of his seed, which is the seed of Christ, are to be and live by this kind of faith. And it's a kind of faith that's written. It's not we make it up. It's not what I think or feel it is. It's not wishy-washy, and it's not blind or empty. Faith is full of the knowing of Jesus and every promise in the kingdom of God. That's why we're called to seek it first. All those who live by faith will possess the promises of Christ and live in accordance to and from them, being the overcomers the scripture testifies to. See, not only passing this test of love and who you live for, but passing all other tests which come our way, because we are overcomers because of the substance of the word in us that's being formed, because we are of the seed of Abraham, which is ultimately the seed of Christ. So I pray this encourages you. Some questions for us. Why is oneness of spirit and being perfected in oneness so vital for every follower of Jesus? 2, why is the way of the Spirit not about natural bloodlines or genealogies or culture or ethnicity? 3, our reference and reality of faith must be a godly one. So what is godly faith? 4, name the eternal unseen promises of God that you have received in you through revelation by the Spirit, which has enlarged your faith in Christ. Share them with people. And 5, what have you been made of about yourself in relation to this resource called the Great Test? So there are 8 parts, and I pray this each part encourages you to go deeper into God, and that you allow the Word of God to shine light into you. Allow it to judge the thoughts and the attitudes of your heart, to divide between bone and marrow, to do that deep work of the Spirit, so you find yourself being an overcomer, being able to live the life of an overcomer, and thriving in this life now on earth. We'll see you soon.